Jackson's Fox Sports, 101.9 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, and we're ready for the tip-off. Brown into the center circle here for the Jets to jump it up against Dwayne Satchel from Terra State. And there's the tap, goes back into the backcourt. Jackson will get it. They get it right to their point guard, Gabe Damey. Over to Brent Wiles now, moving it around the perimeter quickly. It's Brown working from the wing into the lane. Has knocked away briefly, recovers out for a three-point look. Open shot, knocked down. Triple for Aquari Smith. Smith averages almost 17 a game to lead the way for the Jets. Terra State with a hoop on the right, the ball on the right wing, looking down to the block. It gets it deep. Move into the paint, and a good finish at the rim. That is Jalen Davis.
Strong body by Jalen Davis.
Left wing here for Smith. On the drive, lost basketball, turnover, and Terra State runs it out on the break. Malcolm Sims Jr. gets it away, and now a three-point shot. So seeing the inside out for Jalen Davis. A deep two-point bucket. Attempt missed. Another offensive rebound and a putback this time for Brendan Reynolds. And Terra State out to a 4-3 lead after that one.
Reynolds coming from Lexington, Kentucky. You feel you're coming from Lexington, you can play ball, right? That's a must.
There's a good cut and a missed shot down low. So they get it down to Smith again. Rebounded by Terra State. Back the other way. Humes-Kinzer with the ball out at the top, now working to the right wing. He'll get a little space, pull up the three, knock it down. Can't sag off him, I guess. 7-3 early lead for Terra State, 18-15 to play. Of course, in the men's game, we play two 20-minute halves. Right side for Brown out, and there's a pump fake from the top and forces the defender off his feet and into a foul. Good pump fake for Alex Daniels out of ATL. Sideline out of bounds here for Jackson. Humes-Kinzer will pass it in. Gets it down to the wing. Davey to pass it in. Down low. And they'll clear it out of there. And pass a little too hot for Brent Wiles to handle. And out of bounds, turnover for Jackson.
If we were a little cooler, Steve, we'd even give like area codes instead of just saying from the ATL. I don't
right.
know if you have the Atlanta.
I don't know any of them.
But if we were cool, we would know it.
We would. But we're not. I'm not. You're cooler than me. Jalen Davis with the, Reynolds with the ball. Now to the top end, looking to feed down low to Davis. Passes out of there, and probably double dribble there, but he gets away with it. Gets to the rim, missed shot, floater. Offensive rebound and a putback, and right now Jalen Davis is doing a lot of work down low. And now a bit too casual on the inbound for the Jets and the turnover. And Jared Lockhart points to his head on that one, and you do need to concentrate on even those little things like that because you can't afford to make those mistakes. 17-34 to play. Terra State out to a 9-3 lead, and they've got the basketball. Looking down low, Davis working one-on-one. Good defense, a missed shot. And Jackson rebounds, gets it on the outlet to Damey. Cross court to Wiles on the right wing. Now back out to Damey at the top, swings it around. Pump fake and call for travel on the drive attempt. Alex Daniels, and right now Jackson just looks a little bit out of sorts. Can't get comfortable on the offensive end.
Yeah, just a couple of unforced mistakes right now.
It's so far been fun to watch Brown and Davis battle down in the paint here on the Terra State offensive end of the floor. And they go to the high post now for Davis as he turns and faces, looks down low, and there's a fading 15-footer for Terra State. Another rebound for Davis. And the putback is good. And Brown stayed on his feet there. 11-3. So Jackson hit that early three-point bucket and haven't really got many good looks at it since then. Right side for Brown, and he goes to work, and he's going to dribble it out. And another unforced turnover, really. Pretty good defense there by Reynolds.
And in the female game, when we talk about how we're going to stop Olivia Howard, and this game, Jackson better figure out real quick how you're going to stop 6'7" Jalen Davis. Just had his way right now.
Brown's going to get a breather here against Dayton Cole off the bench, 6-6. And he'll match up right away against Davis down there. Reynolds comes out on a cut, open for a moment. Good recovery there by Wiles. Swing it to the top for Davis. Hands it off to Hughes Kinzer. Gets a screen from Davis, won't use it. Steps back, pulls a three. Short front rim, rebounded by Damian. Jets are off and running. Smith will stop fire for three and hit nothing but the bottom. Nice looking shot by Aquari Smith, and you can see why he's a high scorer for Jackson. Two threes under his belt already with 16-11 to play first quarter. Our first half, 11-5 is our score. Terra State in the lead.
Scorer only gave him a two there. I don't know if his foot was on the line or if that's just a mistake right now, because I thought that was a three as well.
Yeah,
that
was clearly.
We'll see if they
correct right now, though. Davis has it. Outside of the arc, gives it up to Malcolm Sims Jr. Now they get it back to Hughes Kinzer. Gets a screen over to a three-point look. Contested three there by Charles Knuckles. Rebounded by Jackson on the run out. Smith takes it to the backboard. Gets the shot up, misses, but draws a blocking foul, and that'll be a free throw here.
If that's on Smith. Humes Kinzer, I have him for two.
He's still on the floor. I guess we won't know yet, but Smith missed the first free throw.
And Aquari might want to just ask if he can just take a four steps back.
Yes.
Two for two from deep threes.
He gets the second free throw to go, and it's 11-6. They haven't seen an adjustment, so maybe they did score that only a two-pointer, Brian. Yep.
Change it in the book right now.
15.5 to play first half. Hume Skinzer works to the right side. Calling for a screen. Nobody comes out. Now they come out closely guard. There's a three-point shot from the top off the back rim, and Reynolds pulls on the rebound for Terra State, but the outlet pass stolen. Wiles on the run out on the right side, has it knocked away, turns around, drops it off for Damien. Pass over, passed up a three, did Daniels. He's got it back on the wing now to the elbow for Wiles, back off to Daniels on the left wing. 6 seconds on the shot clock, he pulls a three off the dribble. Missed off the rim. Smith there to go up high and float on the offensive rebound and putback. And Aquari Smith, nice player right now. 11-8. Jackson cuts the lead to three with 14:36 to play in the first half. Terra State on the offense. Sims Jr. there at the left wing.
Give it to him.
Now goes skip pass cross court to Humes Kinzer. He's working against Smith out there. Crossover back to the basket. Smith knocks away. And Danny's there to get it on the run out. Nice slow down to body control on the finish. And it's now a one-point game. Jackson with a run. 14:08 to play. And we get a timeout from the Terra State bench. One-point game of 14:07 to play. And it's a 30-second timeout. We'll keep it here. 11-10. Jackson with a nice little run here, Brian. A lot of it's getting keyed from the defense as they get out and run the floor a little bit. And really, a lot of it is due to Aquari Smith being a pretty nice offensive player.
Yeah. Until that last just kind of hanging, dropped in layup by Damien, it was Terra State 11 and Aquari Smith 8.
Timeout finishes. 14:07 to play. We're in the first half of action here, 11-10. Terra State Titans and the Jackson College Jets. And it'll be a sideline out of bounds here. Terra State out of the timeout. New on the floor for the Titans, Corey Robinson. Sims Jr.'s got it deep, and he's going down to Davis. They've gone away from him a little bit here. They work it back down to the big guy. Good defense on him by Cole, but still makes the tough shot, and Davis adds to his score total, and it's 13-10 Terra State.
Hey, you're right. Cole played good D. Sometimes good O just beats good D, and that was the case.
Daniels for Jackson driving from the wing. Now pass up to the elbow for Wiles. Back to the basket, passes out. Smith gets a little room, shoots the three, and hits again. Nothing but net. That was a no-doubt three-point distance there. Really great, just great rhythm on there and a smooth shooting stroke for Smith. We're tied at 13, and we'll get a five-second call down here.
Yeah, I think, what was that? I think Corey Robinson stepped on the line there. Just being careless.
Both teams have done that now once. Inbound goes to Smith, gets it to Wiles on the left side, swings it to Damian. Now back to the top for Daniels. Thought about a three, and then a between-the-legs dribble. Ball on the deck now. Working against a double team, he goes down to Cole on the block. Back to the basket, spins. Looks to skip it across to Damian on the left wing. 3 seconds on the clock, drives off the window, and a nice finish by Gabe Damian. And it's 15-13. Jackson out in front now.
We'll have to add Damian to the Aquarius Smith running total. Right now, two scores for Jackson.
Jackson on the defense here, 12:49 to play in the first half. Sims Jr. at the high post drops it down for Davis with Cole on him, and they're calling for steps. He gets pivot foot set before he went to make his move to the basket. But I think Dayton Cole is doing a good job down there defensively against Davis. And I think he's not as focused on the other on the offensive end as his counterpart who went out was Brown. Jackson with the ball and a two-point lead. Damian working near midcourt. Daniels gets it on the left wing. Now to the top for Smith. Back to Daniels. He's open for a moment. Fires a three and hits the bottom of the net. Jackson shooting well here early. 18-13 lead.
Jackson's third three. Five attempts.
They go down low to Reynolds on the opposite end and makes a nice reverse layup move and gets a bucket. And it's really, you know, Terre State getting their points down in the paint. Jackson doing it from the perimeter right now. 18-15 gives the Vikings a lead with 12 to play in the first half. Smith coming off the screen. He's double, dribbles out of there, gets it to Damian. Puts it on the deck into the paint, drops it up. Nice pass for Wiles. Has a shot blocked by Reynolds, and Reynolds grabs the loose ball too. Triggers the break. Left wing, and now down low to the block. Sims Jr. all by himself goes up into the air. But he might get a foul, but a good finish by him, and it's a one-point game again. 18-17. Pace stays quick here as Jackson right back up the floor. Wiles has the ball right now. Left side for Damian. He's doubled out at the point. Gets it away to Wiles on the wing. He goes right on the attack all the way down. Has a shot blocked. Reynolds with some good length down there. Brendan Reynolds listed at 6'7". And he's got a couple blocked shots so far in this one.
Yeah, Reynolds right now telling Wiles, no soup for you.
Jackson Barrett into the game now for the Jets to replace Cole. And pressure defense and a turnover there by the Terre State team to force it up the floor. And Reynolds all alone, reverse layup, and he gets that to go.
Reynolds showing some good skill for Terre State.
Jackson inbounds and newly on the floor, Jackson Barrett brings it up, gets it away to Gabe Damian. Under 11 minutes to play. It's 19-18. Terre State back in front after that last bucket. Daniels for the Jets makes a move to the basket, passes out, gets a good open three-point look for Damian. Shots missed. Sims rebound, he has to save it to Reynolds, and they do hold on to it. And now pressure defense still in the backcourt here on Prentice Suggs, who's now in the game for Terre State. And the Titans get a momentary deep two-point look. Might be a bad shot for Corey Robinson, rebounded by Jackson. They're up the floor quickly. Up and under move for Smith. Missed it, but Daniels right there for the rebound and put back. Jackson goes back up front, 20-19.
Daniels doing a good job to not just assume the layup make and was put himself in position for that putback.
Full timeout from the Terre State bench. We'll take 60 seconds here from the broadcast. Back in a minute, 20-19 Jets lead here at Fox Sports 101.9 FM.
Hello, this is Joel at Wilby Transit Mix, Jackson's only locally owned and operated ready-mix concrete producer. Even though we have been in the concrete industry for well over 100 years, we also offer an array of building supplies and materials, such as pre-engineered steel buildings. With the soaring cost of lumber lately, give us a call for a quote on a steel garage or carport. These buildings offer a 20-year warranty and are usually installed in less than 2 days. Call Wilby Transit Mix at 782-9493 or online at wilbytransitmix.com.
This is the Budweiser beer. Smooth, crisp, beechwood-aged beer. Brewed the hard way. So when we wake up itching to prove the world wrong, this is the beer we'll drink. When we win championships, we're not supposed to win. When we stop calling our startup a startup because it's not a startup anymore. When we say we're going to change the world and we actually change the world, this is the beer we'll drink. Budweiser. This Bud's for you. Enjoy responsibly. Budweiser Beer. Anheuser-Busch. St. Louis, Missouri.
Jackson's Fox Sports, 101.9 FM.
Seaboyle Brian Haynes, 10-18 to play first half of this one. Out of the timeout, right Terra there. State's on the floor.
Right, that's good. Go down and up. Down and up.
Inbound near midcourt, that's Suggs with the basketball for the Titans. Now right side. Corey Robinson looking down to the block. Post-up move by Suggs has it stripped, and Smith out on the run out. Two guys going with him. Goes right in the front of the rim and still goes off the backboard. But, yeah, Reynolds, the shot blocker, coming along with him, and Smith wisely finds a way to get it around him. 22-19, Jets lead.
Yep. Not just a three-point specialist. Taking it to the hole, too.
Yeah, I'd label him a scorer at this point, not just a three-point shooter. Sims Jr. now to the right side and looking down low. Reynolds in the paint. Good shot. Just left it off the heel and rebound quickly by the Jets on the run out. Little reaching by Suggs. Goes past him and no finish at the rim. Rebound Cole. The putback is good. So the missed shot by Barrett. Rebounded by Cole and Jackson now 24-19. There leads out to five with 9:21 to play first half. And that was Robinson looking to pass it down to a cutting Sims Jr. It's knocked away by the Jets, but it'll stay possession for Terra State.
Good quick hands by Gabe Damian, the defensive end for the Jets.
Humes Kinzer back into the game for Terra State. Inbounds it. Now looks to post up, and they'll clear him out. And just before he could evacuate from the block area, we'll get a whistle against Daniels on the defense down there.
Boy, Steve, that just looked like Terra State guy posting up Daniels, and Daniels working hard. I didn't see any grabbing or.
There's an inbound and a two-handed flush. Just a little lackadaisical on the defense there in the inbound play, and Jalen Davis smashes it down. 6'7" Davis there. Jackson on the offense now. 24-21 lead, looking to float it opposite side for Cole. It's loose, and on the save attempt, Jackson keeps it. Damey drives from the top, pull up at the free throw line, and left it off the heel. Cole rebounds again, but Terra State steals it away. On the run out here, it's Tyreek Crum. And there's an open look for three, left short, missed shot there by Knuckles. And that rebound flies out of bounds, and Jackson will get it on the carom.
It's funny, we see this in high school, and see it even a little bit here, and in the women's game, too. People just taking deep threes, like Steph Curry does it, I can do it, but almost always it's coming up short.
Jackson on the offense now. Barrett with the basketball, right wing for Damey, now left side for Daniels. Goes to the middle between the legs, now back into the free throw line area. He drops off for Coles, moves in, he's going up to smash the dunk. Got the contact, stayed strong, finished it off the backboard, and gets the harm. Chance at the old-fashioned three-point play.
Yeah, Dayton Cole taking it up strong. 6'7", Jalen Davis there to block his shot. We know he can jump. But Cole going up two hands.
Good strong finish there for Dayton Cole. Giving good minutes to the coach tonight. And he hits the free throw to boot. 27-21, six-point advantage now for the Jets. 8-12 to play first half. Terra State, the Titans come the other way. Davis will inbound and Crump. We'll bring it up.
You mentioned the style difference. Terra State looking to do all their damage inside, and right now threes are just adding up faster than twos.
There's a great job in the passing lane by Smith. Nearly gets himself a breakaway, but it'll just be a shot clock stopper. 20 seconds on the shot clock here, and a quick substitution by the Jets. And that'll send Brown back into the game. Grab a breather from Barath, and there was a matchup issue because they had two big guys down there for Terra State and Jalen Davison. Now into the game, Dwayne Satchel, who's listed at 6'9", and he looks every bit of it out there. So a couple big guys on the floor, and Jackson matches up.
Both sporting pink shoes. I like that. Battle of pink shoes.
A lot of brightly colored shoes on the floor tonight. Pass down low, and they get it right to Satchel, the big man. And Cole goes up and blocks the shot. On the jump hook, Brian. That's some springs to get up and get a hand on that shot.
Yeah, because that's the whole thing about the jump hook. It's supposedly unblockable, but don't tell that to Dayton Cole.
Elevated there. 27-21, Terre State basketball. Inbound from the baseline. Drop it in for Davis, and he misses that one. And again, good defense by the Jets down on the block. Damian on the run out slows it down for Jackson. They almost leave him alone for the three. He gets over to Daniels. He'll take the three-pointer off the back rim. Long rebound comes out. Satchel's got it, and Terre State on the move. Crump coming up the middle of the floor. Slows it down a little bit. Right side for Sims Jr. Looking for a cutter. Humes Kinzer comes out to get it at the top. 18 on the shot clock. Left side, pump fake for Crump. Goes down to the baseline. Fading jumper, knocks it down. Jump shot there. And it's 27-23. Jackson Jets quickly up the floor. Daniels on the left side. Now back up to the top. Daniels swings it around for Brown. Left side for Daniels. Pump fakes into the paint. Pull up from about 10 foot. Missed. And the rebound for Davis. Got himself a good open look. Just left it a little short. Terre State coming the other way now. And it's right wing for Humes Kinzer. Out of the top for Sims Jr. Pump fakes the three. Down low to Satchel. On the block, he's got Cole leaning on him. They call it a fair travel.
Second time Terre State's been called for a travel making a post move. So, again, get used to what the refs are calling. Better put the ball in the deck tonight.
6:39 to play here, first half, 27-23, and a fast pace back and forth. Back into the game for Jackson is Brent Wiles. Damey with the basketball goes to Wiles, still out near midcourt area. Back to Damey. Defenders chasing him around out there. They go to Brown in the left corner. Dribbles out of there into the elbow area. Dribbled off his foot. Steal for Terre State. Crump gets it left side. That's for Sims Jr. Now down to Satchel on the block. Goes to work into the middle. This time the jump hook not blocked, and he scores it.
You know, Cole right there, though, just over his outstretched hand. Good defense.
Yeah, he gets that ball that deep at 6'9". That's tough to defend. 5:56 to play here, first half. Cole gets it to Wiles. Now Smith coming across. Back cut for Damey into traffic. Gets up in the air. Good pump fake. Forces the contact and gets the shot away. Missed, but he'll have a couple free throws. 27-25. Jackson with a two-point lead and sending Gabe Damey to the free throw line. 5:42.
Kind of wiping himself off. Hit the deck pretty hard. Just making sure everything's, just kind of seeing all the body parts are where they're supposed to be.
Couple of calm dribbles. Deep knee bent, shots up, and banked in a free throw. So we've seen a banked in three and a free throw tonight so far, Brian.
Saw that a couple times with the Hanover Horton seventh grade team.
Second free throw goes off the heel, bounces up and goes in. A little shooter's touch. 29-25, Jackson leads, 5:40 to play. In our first half of action, as Crump brings it up for Terre State, right side, Humes Kinzer. Now down to Crump on the baseline. Backing his way down, now passes out. Davis pumps. Steps back, good defense there. And get it out to Crump to reset. Works to the middle of the floor, is doubled. Dribbles back out. Now tries to find Davis down in the block. Makes the catch, but Crown made it tough. Davis works his way in. Tough shot, good defense. Davis stays on his feet, no foul. Jackson running out now. Damey up the left side, moves to the middle. Gets a screen from Brown, rolls, nothing there. Smith takes it on the wing, goes down to the baseline for Cole, who has to clear it out to Smith. Under 5 minutes now to play, shot clock at 15. Damey right wing, gets a screen from Brown, rolls to the basket. Comes to Wiles instead on the wing, drops it down for Brown, and what a nice feed by Brent Wiles. And good finish by Brown, and Jackson goes back up by 6, 31-25. Can we make a
layup, please? That was a nice dish there by Wiles. Set up that Brown easy put, bunny.
Crump drives from the wing, gets all the way to the rim, Good drive. Just beat Brown as he came in to try to swat that, and that bucket's good, 31-27. Jackson quickly up the floor. Cole makes a tough pass over to Wiles. Gets deep, fades a little bit, puts it off the window, and a couple good plays back-to-back by Brent Wiles out of New Haven, Michigan. 6'4", 180-pound freshman. 4:10 to play, and it's a 33-27 Jackson Jets lead.
Steve, don't you have a little summer cottage in New Haven?
Yeah, it's a little place.
Yeah.
It's where I go to just clear my head, you know.
Yeah. Notice I haven't gotten the invite to join you, but
you don't help me clear my head. Left side for Sims Jr. looking down low, and their Satchel goes to work again against Cole. Loses his footing, and we get a double dribble call. And, of course, you're getting some contact down there. Satchel just kind of lost his balance, and maybe Cole even pulled the chair out from under him a little bit there.
Yeah. Cole doing a very good job in the interior defense, assuming that Jackson is going ahead and letting them get that entry pass. Cole not doing any side fronting, so, you know, you can't let them get it in too deep or you're in trouble. But Cole doing what the coaches want, apparently.
Yeah, and both Cole and Brown down on that low block, they're playing defense from behind, not trying to jump in front of them or anything. And showing patience, 3:38 to play, 33-27, Wiles to the high post for Brown. And newly into the game for the Jets, a drive and dish back out to Brown. He's on the drive, now clears out to Daniels. Three-point shot is good. The play all kind of triggered from, again, newly into the game, Damaso LeBron for Jackson. Kind of got that started, and Brown made a nice play as well.
Damaso from Homer, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah. That's your closest proximity Jets player here on the men's squad. Crossover, and Daniels thought he picked some pocket. They'll get a whistle on the reach-in, but good on-ball defense there. And Daniels stays out there. It's his second foul, if I'm not mistaken. They will get Damian up off the bench probably to go give him a spell with 3:06 to play in the half. You let him go to the bench and maybe try not to get that third foul.
Yeah. Damaso was the only player on the court masked up, not required by the players, but I think that got hit and he threw that off the sideline. So nobody masked on the court now.
Sims Jr. looking to get down to Satchel again. They come over to double team and get a steal on the pass out. Damey recovers the loose ball, bring it up for Jackson. They lead by 9. And he takes it all the way to the rack. Puts it in, and an 11-point Jackson lead now, 2:42 to play, the Jets. Offense is clicking here. 2:35 to play. Snuckles with the ball now to James Kinzer. Crossing over against LeBron. And on the drive, looks like LeBron maybe tied it up or got a steal even, but instead they'll get him for contact. A pretty nice defense to stay in front of the player.
Yeah, I thought so too. I thought Damaso just showed good hands and tied that up. I think the tonight interim coach, Jarrett Lockhart, agrees with us too.
And I bet Damaso as well. 2:25 to play here, first half, 38-27. Jackson leads by 11. Terra State ball passing in from the baseline after the foul. And the ball don't lie. Inbound pass goes off his hands, out of bounds.
That's what Damaso's saying. I heard him.
I didn't hear him, but yeah.
Oh, no, ball don't lie. Whether it's in Jackson or Homer.
Damey comes up the floor for the Jets with an 11-point lead and the basketball. Cole comes out to get it deep on the wing. Now works his way to the middle of the floor. It's a step inside the arc and passes away to Brent Wiles. Now right side for Damey. Takes a few steps back, calls out a play, gets a screen from Cole. Crosses over into the paint, passes out Wiles. Wide open for that triple try. No good. Rebound, and this is a little bit of a battle for the play. Cole comes swooping in. And that's going to go against him, but still aggressive. You get up in the air on that rebound, and you got to go over to the side.
Yeah, I don't know how to. Too. That's two guys going for rebound, yeah. I thought.
And I don't know how to react. Like, I've never been able to jump that high, so I don't know what you do when you've got those kind of springs. Sometimes you commit fouls. Minute 49 to play in the first half.
Don't sell yourself short. I've seen you jump. You have ups. Let me correct myself. You had ups.
There was a time.
You still have them.
Still not like him, though.
Yeah, that's a different level, ups. This half's kind of gone by fast. 1:43 left.
Yes. 38-27, 1:38, and on the drive by Humes Kinzer, Cole there with a quick hand, knocks it away. It goes out of bounds, though, and they'll call it last touch Jets. Minute 35 to play, 38-27. Sims Jr. inbounds. It's Humes Kinzer on the right wing. Out of step behind the three-point arc, looking to go down to Satchel, and Cole this time doesn't wait behind him, jumps out in front, had the steal momentarily, but it does go out of bounds. And so Terrestino will keep it only 3 seconds on the shot clock.
Here's where you don't want to bail him out with a cheap foul here.
Humes Kinzer deep, triple fires left short. Rebound, Sims Jr. blocked by Wiles. Jackson wanted the tie-up, but you get him to take that deep three, and then just you let Sims Jr. come in and just slide right in to take that rebound. So a little bit of a wasted play there. 18 seconds now on the refreshed shot clock. Inbound goes to Humes Kinzer. Pump fakes from the elbow now into the paint. Up and under, double clutch off the window. And it's good. 29-38. They trail by 9. Jackson with the ball and lead and a minute 10 to play in the first half. Right wing for Cole. Puts it on the deck now to the top for Smith. We haven't seen him take a shot in a minute. He gets a screen now on the move. Passes into the corner. There's a triple from Brown. That might have got partially blocked by Reynolds, which would be about 3 blocks for him in the game. And rebounded by Terra State. Now under a minute. Kinzer from the right wing. Drives into the paint. Gets in the lane into the air. Good defense. Forced up the shot a little bit. On the rebound and pass out by Cole. Damian on the run. Gets it to Smith. Takes a couple steps inside the arc. Pull up jumper on the run and knocks it down.
You mentioned we haven't seen a shot from Smith. That's a mistake, because with that shot, we need to see a lot of shots.
Aesthetically pretty, effective.
Come on.
Yeah, it's nice to watch him take a jumper. 40-29, Jackson lead is 11 with 18 seconds. At the top, deep triple there, and Knuckles misses that one. Rebounded by Cole. 12 seconds, Jackson can get another bucket here before the half. Lead by 11, 40-29. 6 seconds. Damian on the move, step back. And we get a moving screen against Cole.
Cole's had 2 fouls and both kind of questionable. Maybe he was leaning in. That's just hard to tell.
And the bummer here is Damian stepped back and made that shot, so it almost takes 3 points off the board for Jackson. Leaves 2.2 seconds on the board for the Titans here. Terra State takes the inbound. It's Crump. Over midline, flings it up, and no good. Off the backboard, and 40-29 is where we stand after one half of action, Brian. And it's fun, isn't it?
It is fun, and just far less fouls called in this game or something, because this half went by at just a much quicker pace than the Lady Jets game.
Yeah, I think there were a lot less fouls, and I don't know that they committed less, but I think this officiating crew was kind of letting some contact go a little bit, but not doing a bad job officiating.
Yeah.
And, you know, I always try to remind myself of how difficult it can be to do that officiating job out there, and certainly in high school and definitely here even a little more so with these tremendous athletes that we've seen so far for both teams. So let's go ahead and take 3 minutes here at the half. Let Brian finish his addition. We'll get you some numbers, set things up for the second half. We're 20 minutes into this one, and Jackson leads 40-29 against Terra State here. Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM and online at foxsports1019.com.
Performance Automotive Northwest is here to make sure you're ready for winter with Husqvarna snow blowers and Boss snow plows to keep your driveway clean. Be prepared for winter power outages with Honda generators, and stay warm in your garage and in the ice fishing shanty with a kerosene heater. Performance Automotive Northwest offers propane refills too. Winter can be tough on your vehicle. Performance Automotive Northwest are bumper-to-bumper parts specialists and can help you protect your vehicle from the winter cold. Performance Automotive Northwest on Airport Road across from Meijer. Online at performanceautomotivenorthwest.com.
Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM weather.
We have a slight chance of rain for us this evening. Mostly cloudy skies throughout the night. Temperature steady at around 57 degrees, and it's going to be windy. Gust of time exceeding 40 miles per hour. Slight chance of rain to start off our Thursday. Then it should be clearing with temperatures right around 44 by the afternoon. And breezy, too. Gusts exceeding 40 miles per hour at times. Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM.
You turned up the heat?
It's freezing in here.
I'm turning it down.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
See what you did?
Our furnace is over 20 years old. Call Able Heating and Cooling.
It's time to schedule a repair or a free evaluation to learn how you can move up to a new level of comfort with a highly efficient and reliable York system. Able Heating and Cooling and York Systems, keeping Jackson County at a perfect 70 degrees. Call 517-568-5522 or go to able-heating.com.
This is a Budweiser beer. Smooth, crisp, beechwood-aged beer. Brewed the hard way. So when we wake up itching to prove the world wrong, this is the beer we'll drink. When we win championships, we're not supposed to win. When we stop calling our startup a startup because it's not a startup anymore. When we say we're going to change the world and we actually change the world, this is the beer we'll drink. Budweiser, this Bud's for you. Enjoy responsibly. Budweiser Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Hello, friends, family, fellow listeners. It's me, Chuck Hogan from Avenue Auto. First and foremost, let me tell you about some great things happening at our dealership right now. We just partnered with a couple new financial institutions. Great news for you. Your job is your credit. Talk about a great selection of budget vehicles. We have them. Over 20 in stock right now, $3,000 or less. Some rusty, but trusty, all local trade-ins. Super selection of all-wheel drive 4x4 SUVs from $7,000 to $15,000. Come see our very experienced sales staff, Jamie Hodling, Justin Sadak, Brian Humphrey, and myself, Chuck Hogan, at Avenue Auto. Or give us a call at 517-780-0022. Again, 517-780-0022.
Jackson's Fox Sports, 101.9 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, live at Jackson College, the Victor Cuis Fieldhouse. And at the half, the Jackson Jets out to a 40-29 lead, Brian. They did it really good shooting, but the early success that Terra State had down on the low block going into Davis, Jackson reacted, just started defending a little harder and made it a lot tougher to get buckets down there.
Yeah, Jalen Davis, 6'7", Terra State center, start with 10 quick points, and at the half still has 10 points.
Yeah, and so it was Dayton Cole, and he went in and kind of set the tone, and when Isaiah Brown got back in, he kind of did the same. They just both were defending really well. And so Jackson, a nice run. And I think it helps that Aquari Smith, I think he had one miss maybe. The guy shoots the lights out. Excellent scorer. And then he got some help with Gabe Damey coming along and making some shots. And then Alex Daniels also.
Yeah. How would you like to know the Jackson scores?
Yeah, I'd love to know it. Go ahead.
Well, let's. You mentioned Gabe Damey. He had 8. Aquari Smith leading the way with 15. Isaiah Brown with 2. Alex Daniels, a couple of threes, made him 8 points. And Dayton Cole with 5 points, but some good D.
Yeah, the D and the rebound.
The rebound, yeah.
The guys doing the work, and that's the stuff that it does show up. The rebounds show up in the stat line, but the effort and some of those defensive plays, if it's not a blocked shot, then sometimes you don't get credit for just interrupting a shot. But he has done that, and he's really put in a good effort down there.
Yeah, interrupted shots and interrupted the success that Jalen Davis was having early, and that was a big, big key for JC.
Yeah. How about for Terra State and the scoring?
All right, Terra State scores. Terrell Humes-Kinzer with 5, Tariq Crump with 4, Brandon Reynolds with 6, and 3 good blocks, as you mentioned earlier.
Yeah.
Malcolm Sims Jr. with 2, Jalen Davis, their leader, with 10, and Dwayne Satchel with 2.
Yeah, and Satchel, as soon as he came in, they started trying to feed him. He's 6'9". He's going to be the biggest guy on the floor a lot of times, you know, for him this season. But Cole bodied him up, and they were kind of playing behind those big postmen down low, but getting the job done in the second half of the first half, that last 10 minutes or so, and that allowed Jackson to get up to that lead, and good shooting. And, you know, I think we were mentioning that there seemed to be fewer fouls in the women's game, but fewer turnovers, too. I think both teams were kind of caring for the ball a little more. And so you get into that half-court kind of flow and the back-and-forth rhythm, and so it makes it fun for the spectator. You don't really get to take a breath, but also it keeps those, it just keeps everything moving.
Yeah, and right now, too, we're looking at differences. Jackson with six made threes to Terra State with just one made three so far in the first half.
Yeah, it's 40-29. We're still a few minutes away from getting into the second half of the men's action. So glad to be out here at the Vic Kiewis Fieldhouse. High school basketball on the radio again on Friday night, and it's a Interstate 8 rivalry. It's the Western Panthers and the Northwest Mounties out at Northwest High School. That'll be on News Talk 970. 970 AM, 101.5 FM, online at WKHM.com. But that's Friday night. We're looking to get a tip-off at around 7 o'clock, so look for us to be on air about 6:45. Brian, you're going to make the trip out there with me?
I am. I'll be there with bells on. Christmas bells.
Christmas bells, yeah.
It says the season.
When does the high school Christmas break start? Is this it this week?
Yeah, it starts Friday.
Friday, so.
I'm actually headed out to Denver for a wedding Saturday the next morning, so.
The Sunshine State?
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Is that what that is?
Well, let's go ahead and take another three-minute break here on the half. When we come back, we'll get ready for more college basketball, men's college basketball with the Jackson College Jets and the Terra State Titans here on Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9. FM.
When it's cold, the last thing you want is your home's heating system to quit on you. At Aspen One Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, your local authorized Demana dealer, their team of comfort specialists take the frustration out of the equation. From simple repairs to more complex fixes, they will get you warm and comfortable quickly. Just call 517-782-8191 or visit aspenheating.com to schedule a free service call with complete repair. Aspen One Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, your local Demana dealer. Terms and conditions may apply. Independently owned and operated. Licensed in the respected state or county.
Talk back Jackson Sports on Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM, Monday through Friday from 5 to 6.
Mark, it's Chris.
What's up, Concord Chris?
Hasn't Jared Goff's play been offensive almost all year?
I like what you did there. He was he's been the offensive player all season long. Dad jokes always have a place here, man. They do.
That's right.
Jackson's Fox Sports, 101.9 FM.
Hello, this is Joel at Wilby Transmix, Jackson's only locally owned and operated ready-mix concrete producer. Even though we have been in the concrete industry for well over 100 years, we also offer an array of building supplies and materials, such as pre-engineered steel buildings. With the soaring cost of lumber lately, give us a call for a quote on a steel garage or carport. These buildings offer a 20-year warranty and are usually installed in less than 2 days. Call Wilby Transmix at 782-9493 or online at wilbytransmix.com.
I'm Martha Furstenow, President and CEO of American One Credit Union. From all of us at American One, we send our warmest thoughts and best wishes for a wonderful holiday season and a very happy new year.
Christmas smiles shine brighter this Christmas at Peterson Jewelers. Now with up to 30% off in store. Turn your gold into Christmas cash. Gold is way up. Peterson Jewelers, next to the Hunt Club.
Making every moment count. Peterson Jewelers.
Now with extended hours.
At Michelob Ultra, we know it's not just about how much you work out every day. It's about how much you work into every day, too. That's why we brew a beer for those who realize that expending calories should never come at the expense of spending time with friends. And for those who understand that just because you work out doesn't mean you can't go out. Hey, that's why we brew Michelob Ultra to have 95 calories, 2.6 carbs, and an exceptional taste. Michelob Ultra, brewed for those who go the extra mile. Enjoy responsibly. 2016 Michelob Ultra Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri. 95 calories, 2.6 carbs, 0.6 grams protein, 0 grams fat for 12 ounces.
Jackson's Fox Sports, 101.9 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, and we are at the half still here. 40-29, the Jackson Jets lead the Terra State Titans. Where'd you say Terra State was?
Fremont, Ohio.
Fremont, Ohio.
Yep. For those listeners, it's about a 45-minute drive from the border.
He says out loud, but not certain. It'll be a nice bus ride home tonight. It's going to be a little windy, but at least there's no snow and ice And we know we've seen teams come in here that have to go on a long bus ride home and much more inclement weather than we've got tonight. So we hope they get home safe tonight, and I hope they go home with a split here. The Terre Haute women get the win in our opener tonight, and now we'll look for Jackson to hold on to an 11-point lead and see if they can get a W in the second half of our doubleheader. Again, we'll continue to cover Jackson College basketball all season long when they're here at the Big QS Fieldhouse. We're not going to take long bus rides to get them on the road, but it's an exciting brand of basketball. So if things do open up at some point and you get a chance to come out and watch, I always recommend it because we always have a good time. And even if all you do is come watch this second half layup line, we've been seeing some 360 dunks and getting treated to a little bit of a show as far as that goes.
Yeah, if you want to just see some good dunks, come on out or come to my driveway and watch Captain Steve and myself on a Sunday when I lower that hoop to 8.5 feet. We put on a show for anybody in the neighborhood usually, but I'll invite anybody that's, you know, in earshot that wants to come watch.
Yeah. I've been working out some new stuff. I've been watching some old Vince Carter footage and just trying to get some new ideas because, you know, I've done every dunk I could think of.
Yep.
So I got to get some new ideas.
Been watching the Kenny Skywalker films of 91 Knicks.
Oh, yeah. I thought you were about to say Kenny the Jet Smith because I've been watching.
Yeah.
He had an impressive showing in a dunk contest on the way, too.
His go-to was he'd have his back to the basket and he'd throw it between his legs backward and then go ram one home.
Yeah. Well, hey, Aquari Smith averages almost 17 a game for Jackson. He's got 15 in the first half tonight, so it looks like he's going to top his season average.
Or just get a quick bucket and call it a night.
Call it a night. You just hang it up.
Coast from there. I don't think Aquari's going to do that.
What I like from Damian is that he's almost an 8-assist-per-game guy, too, for the Jets. And I do think he's really done a good job of kind of protecting the basketball, not turning it over, valuing those possessions. And I think that's one of the reasons that Jackson got off to that lead is they just had a couple stretches in that first half where they'd go and get 3-4 buckets on 3-4 straight trips. And it's hard to match that when you got another team consistently scoring. If you miss a shot and they get a chance to go right down to score again, you see that deficit grow quickly. I think Terre Haute's got some players, and I think they're going to at least, give us a chance at getting back close in this one, maybe cut it down to single digits here early. And we'll see, but we haven't seen the last of the Titans tonight so far.
Thinking about our 50 games that we've done together, we have been wrong once or twice.
Yeah.
But this game doesn't feel like this is just going to get out of hand in the Jets' favor. I think Terre Haute's not going anywhere this half. I think we're going to have a good second half and a good game to listen to.
I think you're right on. And we'll get ready for the second half here. It's 40-29. Jackson leads. And it looks like possession Jets here to start things off. Or no, excuse me, that'll be Terre Haute going the opposite direction.
That's if legendary basketball coach and / golf coach and just / human being, Walt Paskett, if he has it correct and the arrow's going the right way, it'll be Terre Haute's ball.
I like legendary human being.
He Walt is.
Paskett. All right, we're underway. Terre Haute with the ball. Humes Kinzer goes to Sims Jr. on the right wing, then goes through and gets it in the corner. Humes Kinzer looking down for Reynolds on the block. Wiles guarding him there. And now Davis comes across, gets it down low, off the window, and a good feed to get it deep to Davis, and he starts where he started in the first half, 40-31. Jackson with the ball, Damey. Sims coming out to guard him. Smith doubled on the left wing, and now single coverage. Right side for Daniels. Smith swings it to Damey in the corner. Partially blocked on a three-point attempt. Sims Jr. came out and got it. Reynolds clears the rebound. And Terre Haute with a stop. Coming back down, trailing by 9.
We'll see if they go into Davis again.
Sims Jr. on the right wing. Davis standing out in the left wing right now. Sets a screen. Now backs out to the corner. Now he makes a cut into the paint, and they look for him, pass a little high, out of bounds. I say a little high, but maybe a little quick, because you'd have to throw pretty high to get it over 6'7 Sims. or excuse me, Davis down there.
You know, already we've seen the difference of styles. Terrace State setting screens down low, trying to get Davis the ball, where the Jets are setting screens on the perimeter, trying to get the three-point guys a look.
Smith's got it on the wing, now to the top, and Davis watching it. Now we get a show on the fast break, and there's a dunk. Tomahawk style, and cuts the lead down to 7. Jackson quickly back up the floor, gets it to Wiles on the cut into the air, had to double clutch, and both Reynolds and Davis were there to make him change that shot. And so with 18:29 to play, Terrace State can cut into the lead a little more. Jackson still scoreless early in the second half.
Bucket here, I wouldn't be surprised to see Jackson College timeout.
Sims Jr. drives in, there's Davis, and that was a long two. And a good box out by Damey. And we do get a touch on that for Charles Knuckles. It goes out of bounds at Jackson.
Yeah, Damey giving up 5 inches to Knuckles and doing a great job using his body boxing out. Charles Knuckles, you know, I don't know if we are going to have separate categories for high school and college, but he could make our all-name team with Charles Knuckles. I like that name.
I think it's a cool name. I think Kiki Bugs from Game 1 is a good one, too.
Absolutely.
18-11 to play second half. 40-33, Jackson leads, and they're scoreless so far. Nearly 2 minutes into this second half. Damey coming up the floor. Right wing for Wiles. Reynolds comes out to meet him there. Davis at the top, pump fakes a three into the elbow. Pass across to Smith. Now Daniels at the top again. Puts it on the deck. Move to the baseline where Wiles gets it. Backs in. Reverse layup. Nice move by Wiles. Goes with the left hand out the window. And Jackson gets their first point to the half. 42-33. They lead by 9.
Yeah, Wiles with a nice power move, using his body well to shield the defender.
And now we're going to foul against Smith on the ball defense against Humes Kinzer.
It was almost like the official thought, we haven't called one for such a long time. We got to let them know we're still here, still in charge.
I'm curious, his whistle still worked. Humes Kinzer at the top, gets a screen from Reynolds. Now to the right wing, his switch, and Wiles is guarding him. Now he drives into the paint, loses it on the way. Damey picks it up, down to Daniels, into the air, double clutch, hangs up, gets the bucket, and Reynolds with the foul. That was a nice play to just kind of hang there, double clutch it, put it off the window for Daniels. 44-33, Jackson leads by 11. Can make it 12 with this extra try.
Yeah, Daniels just hanging there because we've seen Reynolds with 3 blocks already, and he was looking for number 4. Instead, just picked up his first foul.
Yeah, well, 4-inch height advantage for Reynolds and probably another couple inches on the wingspan, but Daniels with a nice job there. And he makes the free throw, 45-33 with 17:06 to play in the half. Satchel down on the low block again. Met down there by Brown. Double comes a little late, and Satchel goes with that jump hook, and it's 10-point game, 45-35. Wiles on the baseline, passes out to Brown. Takes a step inside and misses the 17-footer, 45-35.
I think if you're Jackson and Satchel gets it down there, you got to make him prove he'll go to his left. Right now, everything's coming to the right side.
On the defense, Jackson. Reynolds comes out to get it near that top of the key area. Trying to get it to Satchel on the block. They front him. They float it over. The help defense comes late. Satchel has to work for it, but they're going to get a foul against Daniels down there.
Yeah, Daniels tried to get over there and help on that little lob pass over there, but just let Satchel get it in too low. And at 6'9", is that what we say in Satchel is, 6'9"?
That's what he's listed at, yeah.
Yeah, and you know what? We're seeing Dayton Cole coming in right now to take care of that, as he did in the first half.
And so far, he's just been a better matchup with Satchel. And so Daniels is going to go out with his third foul. And so Cole and Brown in there together, the two big guys here for the Jets. This free throw there for Satchel, and we stay at 45-35. Smith gets the outlet. Cole's got it. Passes down for Wiles, and Reynolds there. Good defense. It was a pretty good look for Wiles. I don't know if Wiles was ready for it, but Reynolds was, and Terrace State comes the other way. Deep two-pointer for Sims Jr. Rebound grab by Wiles. Gets it to Damian. Now we're running for the Jets right side. They leave too much room for Smith. He takes the three, misses it, and Brown on the rebound. He missed it, And on the rebound attempt, it's going to go out of bounds off of Terra State. Cole had that rebound and has it knocked away.
Man, when I saw Quarry Smith pulling, I just went ahead and started writing three in the book. I didn't realize he knew how to miss a shot.
I almost feel like he wasn't sure what to do being that wide open.
He was open, and sometimes those are tougher shots. You know, you lose your rhythm.
Yeah. 45-35, Jackson's 10-point lead, 15:59 to play in this one. Cole takes the deep inbound from the baseline. Brown right side down to the corner for Damey. He'll dribble into the lane all the way to the bucket and off the window. Gets a step, and Damey can finish. 47-35.
Damey not real tall, but has that strong frame and finishes in traffic well.
I was going to say the same thing. He's not real tall, but he's got a nice strong point guard frame, so you don't push him out of that shot. And there's a nice move off the dribble and a pull-up from Humes-Kinzer. Knocks that one down, and it's 47-37. Damey working against Humes-Kinzer now for the Jets. Wiles now to Brown at the top. Zaya working against Reynolds there. Goes to the rim, goes all the way down. Switches hands. Pretty move to go with the right hand from the left side of the basket. Just left it a little short, rebounded by the Titans. Humes-Kinzer on the right wing. Now crossover drive. Smith, good defense. Tough shot, missed it. Rebounded by Reynolds, and he puts it back soft. And they'll cut the lead to 8, 47-39.
We didn't think this game was going to go anyplace, and it's holding true to our prediction.
And we get a timeout from the Jets bench. 14:49 to play, second half, 47-39. Let's take a 30-second commercial break, and we'll come back with more here on Fox Sports 101.9 FM.
When it's cold, the last thing you want is your home's heating system to quit on you. At Aspen One Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, your local authorized Demana dealer, their team of comfort specialists take the frustration out of the equation. From simple repairs to more complex fixes, they will get you warm and comfortable quickly. Just call 517-782-8191 or visit aspenheating.com to schedule a free service call with complete repair. Aspen One Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, your local Demana dealer. Terms and conditions may apply. Independently owned and operated. In the respected state or county.
Jackson's Fox Sports, 101.9 FM.
On the inbound, they go down to Dayton Cole, and he gets up into the air, and the defense blocks it, and he goes back down. They call it a tie-up, call it a jump ball.
Well, Charles Knuckles tie-up.
Jackson will keep it on their end of the floor. Inbound coming from Damey on the baseline. Coming around, and he looks for Smith. No, he's got to float it back into the backcourt. And down to Cole, and he loses it. Sims Jr. recovers, gets it out to Humes-Kinzer. Terra State on the offense now, trailing by 8. Right side for Charles Knuckles. Knuckles moves to the top for Davis. Swings it to Humes-Kinzer. He comes around to the top. Now right wing for Knuckles. Puts it on the deck into the corner. Skips it across the court to Sims Jr. And he stepped out of bounds. Tough skip pass there.
I think the four fans from Terra State that made the trip today are wondering, why is Davis not seeing the ball on the post? Virtually unstoppable.
14 minutes to play here in the second half. 47-39. Wiles on the wing, dribbles into the middle of the floor, swings it across to Damey, gets it down to Cole on the block, passes out to Wiles at the top of the key, left side for Damey. They go back to Cole's. He's doubled, drops it off, nice feed, and gets it down to the block. A little pump fake, and we get a foul against Davis, and that was newly into the game for the Jets, Colby Cathy.
Colby Cathy coming from Detroit Edison, who's just been a girls basketball powerhouse, one of the top teams in the nation for the last few years.
Damey to inbound, passes out to Cole. There's Cathy now left side for Damey on the wing. Out to the top, Smith finds a little space, gets the three-point shot off and knocks it down. I'm trying to find a comparison for that shot right there, that nobody's coming to my mind right now, but his body just seems so like rigid and in control that mechanic motion is always repeated. Humes-Kinzer backing down, and A little power there, a little 6-foot jumper. Gets it to go 49-41.
I'll give you a modern comparison. Now, Patty Mills.
All right. Wiles takes a baseline, gets down to the block, and scores it for the Jets. 51-41 with 13 minutes to play. Terra State looking to get it down to Reynolds, and he's going to get grabbed by Kathy. And a foul against the Jets.
And if anyone's listening right now wondering, okay, knowing that we did girls' game and boys' game and you said foul by Kathy, that would be the men's last name, Kathy.
Yes.
So it's not just still in the girls' game where some female named Kathy grabbed somebody.
Right. Colby Kathy on the foul. Now the inbound gets out to... That is Suggs, I believe, on the pull-up there. Yep. Missed it. Rebounded by Davis. Terra State keeping it. Now a fader for Humes-Kinzer. That's missed. Rebound grabbed by Wiles. He had Smith out ahead of everyone. Couldn't get the pass away. Probably wise to hold on to it. Now it's Damey left alone at the top of the key. Drives, drops it off for Cole. And a nice little soft touch floater down by the bucket. And a score for the Jets, 53-41. You know, Cole's not in the starting lineup, but he does lead the Jets in rebounding at about 10.3 a game. Deep three from the Titans, and that's a miss off the hand of Charles Knuckles. Damey coming up the floor for the Jets. Drops off for Wiles on the drive. Gets down deep. Lefty finish. No good. Putback tip. Missed. Rebound again. Missed. Cole gets it. Taps it. Saves it. Colby Kathy. It's bounced up. And now Knuckles running the floor with Suggs. Knuckles takes it. Kind of a fading, tough angle shot. Off the backboard. Scores it. And he's going to get a foul, too. 53-43 with the bucket.
Man, that little break from Terra State all started because we had Brent Wiles had about three point blank shots and just couldn't get it to fall. That get tipped out for Terra State. Couldn't think of Wiles' name for a second. Yeah. Sorry about that.
Wiles has wild hair.
He does. It's flowing.
10-point game, and then make it a 9-point game after Knuckles uses the fingertips to get that one in. 12:05 to play.
Kind of see what you're doing there with Knuckles. Yeah. I don't mind it.
All right.
I'll give you a hand.
Damey getting pressured by Kinzer. Gets it away to Smith on the right wing. Now to the top, and there's newly into the game. Makes a move. Down in the paint. Stuck down there. Still somehow find some room to get it up. That is Jackson Barath, and he scores it, 55-44. Jackson back up front by 11.
Barath not super big, but I watched him in the layup line throw down a few good dunks. So
yeah, and that's going to draw a timeout from the Terra State bench. Full timeout. Let's take a 60-second break from the broadcast. 55-44, the Jets lead the Titans here on Jackson's Fox Sports, 101.9 FM.
At Michelob Ultra, we know it's not just about how much you work out every day. It's about how much you work into every day, too. That's why we brew a beer for those who realize that expending calories should never come at the expense of spending time with friends. And for those who understand that just because you work out doesn't mean you can't go out. Hey, that's why we brew Michelob Ultra to have 95 calories, 2.6 carbs, and an exceptional taste. Michelob Ultra, brewed for those who go the extra mile. Enjoy responsibly. 2016 Michelob Ultra Light Beer. Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri. 95 calories, 2.6 carbs, 0.6 grams protein, 0 grams fat per 12 ounces.
We're still facing COVID-19, and now it's flu season. Why not face them together? You can get your COVID-19 vaccine and your flu vaccine at the same time. Just ask your doctor. You'll save time, and you could save lives. People 65 and older and those with underlying health conditions are especially at risk. Let's face COVID-19 and the flu together, Michigan. Get vaccinated. Learn more at michigan.gov/flu. Sponsored by the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.
Jackson's Fox Sports, 101.9 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, and with 11:36 to play here in the game, 55-44, Jets lead. Terra State's got the basketball. Top of the key for Davis. Jalen Davis having a nice game for the Titans tonight. And now it's Robinson, with the ball. Gets it away to Humes-Kinzer. Drives into the elbow area, gets stuck, passes out to Reynolds in the corner, looking for a cutting Robinson. Knocked away. Reynolds recovers it out to Humes-Kinzer, fires a triple. No. Rebound Cole for the Jets. Gets it away to Damien. He's going to run the break for the Jets. Up the middle of the floor, out to the wing, and a drive coming from Barathen. Did the Scooby step. Took a little, you know, when you're running and not moving, that extra step gets a whistle almost every time.
The obligatory, I have to call a travel if there's a pump fake, and that ball doesn't immediately get put to the deck. I still question. I know that's a point of emphasis, but I question how do you even tell. Seems arbitrary.
Under 11 minutes now, 55-44. Terrace State looking to get back to their bread and butter. Davis down on the block. He's got Cole on his back. And good coverage by Cole. We get an offensive foul against Davis down there. That's kind of almost a reward for Cole, just working hard that whole time. And it looked really like their legs just got tied up a little bit. But.
Yeah, it's funny because going down the court, Cole kind of sheepishly looking at his teammate, almost like he got away with one there.
Full court pressure here now by the Titans. Inbound goes to Barath. Puts it on the deck, working against Robinson. Got about 5 seconds to get over midcourt. He does. Keeps it going. Now a pull up from the free throw line and knocks it down. Good shot, Barath. 57-44, 13-point Jackson advantage.
Well, we said this one wasn't going to get away, we didn't think. Could we be wrong again?
Well, there's a errant turnover, and Jackson gets it back. Smith with the steal. Now he's got it. Look at the three-pointer. Top of the key for Colby Cathy. Back to Damien. He's going to come slow things down. 18 on the shot clock. Gets a screen from Cole. They switch it, and now Reynolds called for the blocking foul on the closeout.
Damien just did a thing that all point guards need to learn is he uses that screen well, and then as somebody hedges out to stop him, Damien kind of drew the contact and just low, you know, got low, dribbled low. Point guards need to know how to do that a little better, I think.
10:07 to play. Colby Cathy cross court to Smith, and he's looking down to Brown on the block. Now gets it to Damien. He'll pull it out. Get a screen from Brown. Now Brown rolls. Brown's been kind of slipping that screen regularly. Colby Cathy on the drive loses the dribble on the way in, and recovering it, he sits on the end line. Just lost his footing there. Might have got tripped a little bit, but turnover here for the Jets. 57-44. The lead for Jackson with 9:46 to play. Again, doing it tonight without their head coach, CJ Chris Johnston. We appreciate him showing up with GOC on AM Jackson this morning on WKHM. Give us a little insight as we head out here for our first game. But the assistant coach doing a good job getting these guys out to a 13-point lead. And now a steal from Smith on the runout. Up and under, reverse layup, missed. Barath's there to clean it up, puts it up. Oh, missed the shot, but he's going to get two free throws. Smith with a nice steal there, playing the passing lane.
That was, and I tell you what, I like the little spark that Barath has given JC off the bench. He comes in there and he's working hard, his hair's working hard. Everything about him. Flowing locks at the line.
And the free throw's good too.
This gym got so quiet, I felt like I had to kind of whisper that.
Like he was going to hear you say flowing locks from the stripe.
Not convinced he can't.
59-44. He rolled both of those in with that little I'm a good shooter, so some of the ones that should miss go in.
Good touch.
59-44, 9:21 to play. Terrace State. The ball on the right wing now to the top for Reynolds. He loses it. It's going to be backcourt violation against the Terrace State Titans. Charles Knuckles will pass a little hot for Reynolds at the top. 9:11 to play, 59-44.
That pass was a little hot. Another just little fine skill that, you know, good guards need to learn how to pass the ball at the right pace.
Yeah. Damien's got it right now. It looks like a little zone defense here for Terrace State. 2-3. 8 on the shot clock. Damien's got it. 6 on the shot clock. And now he gets away to Smith. Pull up a deep triple. And it comes off the rim. Rebounded. Put back by Wiles. So Smith missed the three, but Wiles there to clean it up, and it's 61-44 now. 16-point lead for the Jets is their biggest of the game. Humes-Kinzer fires a three off the heel. Smith out ahead of everyone. Good feed by Damien to get it down to him. Blocked by Reynolds, but we're going to get the goaltending call. I think he might have got that off of the backboard. He chased down the play, though, and I was looking for Smith to maybe show us the springs and give us the flush. 63-44, though, and that gets us out to a 19-point advantage for the Jets.
Just as we predicted, this game's kind of getting out of hand. We thought it would. We thought Jets would.
Smith guarding now, and now coming across there is Knuckles. Trying to get down to Reynolds. He's battling with Barath down there. Left side for Davis out behind the arc. He's trying to get it down to Satchel on the block. Good cut from the top. Blocked by Barath. On the run out, Wiles gets the pass. And a good hustle by Knuckles to knock it away. And so they stop the break, but nice block by Barath. A good cut by Corey Robinson, but Barath was there waiting and stuffed it.
This great help defense coming from the 2 feet by.
7:46 to play. It's a 19-point advantage for the Jets. Elbow for Reynolds, and he fires that one. Goes off the heel. Satchel corrals the rebound and was all alone. That's the easiest bucket he's had tonight. 46-63.
Barath even playing good defense there on Brendan Reynolds, getting a hand up in his face, making him miss that little 10-footer.
Barath has it knocked away from behind. Knuckles with the steal on the breakout, and he puts it up too soft. Damey taps it to Smith. No numbers for Jackson. Smith's going to drive anyway. Reverse layup blocked by Satchel, rebounded by Reynolds. Davis has it. The trio of Terra State big men now out and running is Robinson, and he'll pull it back out with no numbers for Terra State. 7 minutes to play, 63-46. Knuckles looking for the high post, and Reynolds gets it down to Satchel and gets a deep, missed the shot, a little too strong. Damien, now it's a 3-on-2 break for Jackson. Going in against Reynolds, puts it up. Tough. Reynolds made that tough. Rebounded by Wiles out to Smith, and he'll fire that jumper. Oh, it's halfway down. It comes out. Satchel rebounds. The pace back and forth right now. 63-46. Jackson leads now 6.5 to play.
It's kind of turned into like a fast-paced old man pickup game at 8:30 up at the high school gym.
That's indeed. And that's a nice move by Satchel. Gets it down deep and goes off the glass with the jump hook. If they get it down that deep to him, and, you know, Cole's out of the game right now. That's been his matchup. Satchel taking advantage right now. We get a timeout on the floor, and it looks like that's a full timeout. We'll take a 60-second break. 6:16 to play. 63-48 our score on Fox Sports 101.9 FM. Jackson Jets in the lead.
Hello, this is Joel at Wilby Transit Mix, Jackson's only locally owned and operated ready-mix concrete producer. Even though we have been in the concrete industry for well over 100 years, we also offer an array of building supplies and materials, such as pre-engineered steel buildings. With the soaring cost of lumber lately, give us a call for a quote on a steel garage or carport. These buildings offer a 20-year warranty and are usually installed in less than 2 days. Call Wilby Transit Mix at 782-9493 or online at wilbytransitmix.com.
Jackson's Fox Sports, 101.9 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, and with 6:16 to play in this one, Jackson in front, but they've seen that lead dwindle a little bit here in the last couple minutes. On the floor, out of the timeout for the Jets, Wiles, Brown, Daniels back on the floor with Damey and Smith. Daniels went out when he got his third foul, and now he's back at
Steve,
stay on the floor.
I only heard a little bit of this, but did I detect some Jackson 5 in the comeback music?
J5.
Okay.
I want you back. Daniels with the ball for the Jets. Working against Reynolds out there and making a move. Crossover into the lane. Passes out to Wiles, who drives baseline. Gets into the air. Blocked by Reynolds. Wiles trying to recover it. Tries to save it off of the Terra State player. But he fails, and that'll go out of bounds, and it'll be Titans ball.
Titans, let's go. Got a sub. Here's your sub. You good?
Here comes Humes Kinzer over the midline. And works to the right side. Smith being him up out there. Sims Jr. comes up to get it, picks up the dribble, and Sims Jr. does get it outside of the three-point arc at the top of the key, looking for Satchel down low. Brown working against him, gets a block on that one. Satchel lost his footing a little bit. Brown stayed in on the play. They go down to Reynolds now, and his jump hook is good. Had to soft touch that one as it rolled off the rim and in.
Terra State leading the league in jump hooks, I bet.
Yeah. 63-50, lead down to 13 for Jackson. They'd love to come down and get a bucket on this trip. Daniels into the corner for Wiles, then cuts in to get it. Passes through to Smith. Now to the top for Damey. Drops it down to Daniels. Good ball movement by Jackson. Three-pointer for Wiles is off. Long rebound off Smith's hand. It goes out, and Sims Jr. gets it. Gives it to Humes Kinzer. Left wing, and now Knuckles looks down to Satchel on the block. It's Brown down there on him. They're looking to come double with Damey, and now the jump hook anyway. And it rolls around and goes in.
So I'm curious of what their practice looks like and how much. For the next 20 minutes, we're going to work on our jump hooks.
Just jump hooks.
We know we're going to shoot 30 of them.
Jackson, the lead down to just 11 again. 4:39 to play. Damien with a jab step and a drive gets passed into the air. Double clutch for Brown for the dunk. Oh, he went for the big one. Missed the dunk, but he gets bumped on the way up, so he'll get two free throws instead of one. But Brown made no mistake about what he was about to do and dared anyone to try and stop him.
You mentioned there's a fan shortage due to the restrictions, but the fans that are here all had some groaning with that one.
Yeah. Brown does get the free throw to go. Cole gets back into the game to replace Wiles for the Jets. 4:31 to play. Put the lead back out to 12, and he can make it 13 here. And he missed it. Oh, it looked like it was going to get that shooter's roll. Just came off the front of the rim. So 64-52. Hume's kids are coming over the midline. Hands it off to Charles Knuckles. Now for the right wing, and that's Davis. Looking to try to get it down to Satchel again on the block. Cole's fronting him a little bit down there, making it tough to get the pass in. Knuckles, they give him a little room. He fires the three and knocks it down.
First time this has been under 10 for a while. We'll see how Jackson responds.
Daniels brings it up on the wing. Now looking to go to Brown on the block. Working against Davis. Can't get it down there. Gets it out to Damey instead. 55-64. Jackson's lead is 9 with under 4 minutes to play. Damey at midcourt. Left side for Smith. Now to the top for Daniels. Steal attempt by Knuckles. Can't get it. Daniels goes on the attack. Now Damey drives. Floats one high. Backboard missed. And now the rebound. Cole had it for a moment, then Brown. But instead, Terra State comes out of it with 3:36 to play in a 9-point deficit. Wing for Humes Kinzer. Looking for something down in the low block. Cole continues to front Satchel. Humes does get it down to him now. A little further away from the basket, I think he wants to work. Puts out to Humes Kinzer for three off the heel. Long rebound, and Davis able to grab it. Pump fake from Knuckles on the drive. Tries to drop it down for Sims Jr. And Cole's going to knock it away, but use his leg, so he'll call for a kicked ball. And Terra State will keep it. Reynolds coming back into the game.
Sometimes you're not sure as an official if that's a kick ball or not, but there's no mistake about that one. He bent it like Beckham on that.
Inbounds goes to Sims Jr. They're still looking to get down in the low block. This time it was Charles Knuckles. Now Davis comes around working against Cole from the block. Move to the middle, into the air. Blocked by Cole, but we're going to get some body contact. Right, Cole did a nice job defensively staying in front of him. Davis will have to do it at the free throw line.
You know, I think if Dayton Cole hadn't just so emphatically blocked it, he might have got away with it, but he had to do the little extra. You know, just make that good defensive play. He's been playing great D all day.
3:05 to play, 64-55. And that one looked like it was going to come off and went in instead. And so 64-56, the lead down to 8.
I've seen a lot of free throws like that tonight.
And that one rattles out. But a rebound goes off awkwardly, and it's grabbed by Sims Jr. on his putback. He misses the shot, but he'll get fouled. And so free throw line important now for Terra State again. 56, they have 64 for the Jets, so an 8-point deficit. And a trip to the free throw stripe here for Sims Jr.
Unfortunate on the rebound. Isaiah Brown went up. I don't know if it caught. There's just a little piece of foam.
Pad, yeah.
And I think it caught it, and it bounced off his head instead of his hands.
And just a little awkward carom. Sims Jr.'s free throw is good.
And you know Sims Jr. is going to be a good free throw shooter because he's a coach's kid.
Wiles back into the game. Give Cole a trip to the bench with 3:03 to play. And I think the coach is telling him, just be ready, you're going back in a minute. Rebound comes off there, and Brown grabs that one.
Did I jinx him by saying he's going to be a good free throw shooter? And was it on purpose? We'll never know.
We'll never know. Daniels with the ball for the Jets.
To the ball, to the ball.
57-64. The Jets holding on to that 7-point advantage. Damien now to Wiles. Hands off to Daniels coming around. Daniels on the crossover pull-up three. No. Rebound goes to Brown. He caught it awkwardly, but now triple teamed. He gets out of there. And Jackson's got a 17-second shot clock right now, 2:27 to play. Daniels directing traffic at the top, now to the right side for Wiles. Moves into the lane out to Damien. Pull-up shot short. Rebounded Reynolds. And another miss for the Jets. And another opportunity for Terrace State on the run quickly. 2:11 to play. They trail by 7.
That bucket here. Things are going to get interesting, Steve.
Straight up 9 o'clock here at Jackson College on Jackson Fox Sports 101.9 FM. Reynolds in the paint. Jump hook. Miss. Gets his own rebound. Put back. Is over the front rim and good. And it's a 5-point game. Jackson hustling. Daniels on the move. Passes back out. Brown. Open three. Knocked it down. Clutch. Zaya Brown. Puts that's, Jackson out to an 8-point lead.
That's one of those, no, 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 yes, when you're the coach.
Humes-Kinzer on the crossover down to the paint. Blocked by Brown. Rebounded Smith. And now Jackson can slow it down 90 seconds away from a victory here, up by 8. Damien's got it. Right near the mid-circle. Left side for Wiles. To the top for Daniels. Now swings it to Damien on the right side. Moving back out. Shot clock at 9. Screen for Brown. He slips it down to the paint. Daniels open for a triple, and he hits it again. Clutch shooting here for the Jets, and they go out to an 11-point lead with 1 minute to play and a timeout from the Terrace State bench. Full 30-second timeout. Let's keep it here with a minute to play.
Man, apparently, because all I know is every game I've seen the Jackson Jet men play, when that clock hits 1:45 to go, it's a Zaya Brown time.
Because that's everyone,
big,
huh?
Everyone. Me and this the first one, but big three and then a big block. Isaiah Brown taking that game over in this last 2 minutes.
Big plays, and you can't discount the three-pointer there from Daniels to really give them a little bit of breathing room here with a minute to play.
It's amazing how fast a five-point game. Terra State coming back, and you're thinking, oh boy, hang on to your hat. And then two big threes, boom, it's 11 again.
Humes-Kinzer coming up, needs to be quick, gets it to Reynolds, takes it off the handoff. Step back, not a long two-pointer, a short rim. Humes-Kinzer's going to chase it down now in the corner, gets it out. Knuckles alone for a deep three, and he hit it. And now full court pressure here, 70-59. Oh, they haven't put the points up yet here. Smith on the wing now into the corner for Wiles. Back out to Smith. 35 seconds. And we get a foul against Knuckles. Waiting for the scoreboard to get updated here.
Yeah. Problem with 70-62. Yeah, problem with that, they just let, 12 seconds go off the clock. You got to either decide we're going to foul right away or we're going to let the shot clock go down.
Right. Smith at the line, and that one's good.
You know what? I'm going to go ahead and say it because I don't think I can jinx him. If you're a Jackson fan, here's the man you want on the line because that stroke is smooth.
And that one, nothing but net. I don't even know if it made a noise going through. Yeah. Was that smooth? 26 seconds, Jackson up by 10. Humes-Kinzer on the drive, drops it off, and there's a dunk attempt by Davis. He missed it, but we're going to foul against Isaiah Brown.
And Isaiah not happy about it. But Isaiah, you had a good second half for sure, and your team's going to go home a winner.
Davis at the free throw line, 21.7 to play, 10-point deficit for his team, and he missed that free throw.
Yeah, Jalen Davis right now 0 for 3 from the line. But with 21.7 seconds left, down 10, I don't know that it'll matter if he makes it or misses it.
He missed it. Rebounded Brown. Gets it out to Smith. And now gets away to Daniels. He's trying to play keep away here. Damien into the backcourt. Daniels got it near the mid circle, and it looks like that's going to do it here. 9 seconds to play. Daniels dribbles through the pressure. 6 seconds. And the applause comes from the crowd, and the Jackson Jets get away with a win. 72-62, 10-point victory over the Terre Haute Titans tonight at the Vic Cuis Fieldhouse. Let's go ahead and take 2 minutes here in the postgame. We'll let Brian add up his numbers unofficially. We'll get you our player of the game and all that stuff here. Our first game at Jackson College is a split here. The women fall to Terre Haute. The final there, 75-60, but the men victorious, 72-62. We're back in 2 minutes.
OmniSource of Jackson, your neighbors at work for your community. At OmniSource, their Sharing and Caring Committee promotes in-house fundraisers, with the proceeds going to local charities like the Arts and Cultural Alliance, Habitat for Humanity, Junior Achievement, area schools, and so many more. OmniSource is a local company that supports our community. OmniSource would like to thank all of their employees and customers for allowing them to contribute to local Jackson charities.
Come one, come all to ABC Academy. It's the best daycare there is. ABC has many different rooms from pool corner to youth group. And we have many different ages, from babies to toddlers, bigger kids too. We can do everything for your child, like changing diapers, feeding, reading books, even helping them nap. ABC is the best place to be.
ABC Academy, now enrolling at all 6 locations. Lansing Avenue, Lawrence Avenue, Jackson College Campus, Concord Elementary, Hunt Elementary, and Dibble Elementary. Infant care, preschool, GSRP, and school age programs. Learn more at abcacademyjackson.com.
Talk back Jackson Sports on Jackson's Fox Sports, 101.9 FM, Monday through Friday from 5 to 6.
Mark, it's Chris.
What's up, Concord Chris?
Hasn't Jared Goff's play been offensive almost all year?
I like what you did there. He was very, he's been the offensive player all season long.
Dad jokes always have a place here, man. They do.
That's right.
Jackson's Fox Sports, 101.9 FM.
Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM weather.
We have a slight chance of rain for us this evening. Mostly cloudy skies throughout the night. Temperature steady at around 57 degrees, and it's going to be windy. Gusts of time exceeding 40 miles per hour. Slight chance of rain to start off our Thursday. Then it should be clearing with temperatures right around 44 by the afternoon. And breezy too. Gusts exceeding 40 miles per hour at times. Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM.
Jackson's Fox Sports, 101.9 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes of the postgame here at Jackson College, where the Jets men just got the win over Terre Haute, the Titans, 72-62, the final. And Brian, our player of the game tonight, we're going to go with Aquari Smith, as he came out and led the Jets in scoring. Really had a great first half shooting. Just a scorer all over the place, but the jump shot is smooth and nice to watch. And, nice game. And he played a good game on the defensive end. And I'm not even sure if he went out of the game the whole way.
Yeah, he did it both ways, defense, offensively, and salted the game away with some clutch free throws, too, where you just know that. And he just always looked under control. With him, you never were worried about, hey, slow the ball down or make the right pass. You just didn't have to say that.
Yeah, confidence in that. In his play. And with a little honorable mention to Dayton Cole, I thought he did a good job coming in and defending down in the low block, where right away you could tell that's where Terre Haute wanted to play. And they got off to a good start down there, and Cole kind of came in and mitigated that.
Yeah, whether it was Jalen Davis or Dwayne Satchel down there, two big bodies for Terre Haute, and Dayton Cole really came in there and helped shut those guys down.
And at different times, different people stepped up for Jackson, and that includes big shots by Alex Daniels, big shots by Isaiah Brown. Wiles made big plays. We saw even Barath in there make some plays. So, yeah, just and Damey played a really solid game all the way from start to finish as the point guard, really largely mistake-free.
Yeah, he just ran the show, too. But you're right, Barath came in and gave a spark for Jackson.
Well, players. Let's get those numbers.
Okay, well, let's do that. We'll go ahead, and while we're talking about Jackson, let's go with it. We had Gabe Damey with 10 points. Jackson Barath off the bench with 6. Aquari Smith, as we mentioned, our leader, with 22. Brent Wiles with 6. Isaiah Brown had 6. 6 was big number of the day. Alex Daniels with
3 3-pointers and 14 points, and Dayton Cole with all the good D and rebounding. He also chipped in with 7 points.
Yeah, so just a good team effort by the Jets, our player of the game, Aquari Smith. But, yeah, good effort across the board, and I'm sure Coach C.J. Johnson at home enjoying the victory. I think he was tuned into the live stream at FoxSports1019.com. So.
Well, perfect. Coach, you should be happy today. Your kids played well without you even.
And should be proud of your assistant for doing a good job, too. Yep. I didn't catch any big coaching errors either.
Yeah.
How about for just in cleanup time here for Terra State?
Okay, for the Terra State listeners tonight, Terrell Humes-Kinzer had 9, Charles Knuckles with 9 all in the second half, Tyreek Crump with 4, Brendan Reynolds with 12, Malcolm Sims Jr. with 3, Jalen Davis with 15, and Dwayne Satchel with 10. And out of the 62 points, we're going to call 38 of them off of jump hooks.
The jump hook was the name of the game for Terra State. And, they wanted to get it down low, and they knew they wanted to get down low, and they still went down there and were able to really – they had a nice night down there. And Jackson just got hot at the right times, especially those last couple threes they made to stretch the game back out, that lead back out to double digits, and so they could hold on. So fun to get out here and get started covering Jackson College again. They're in action again this Saturday. They're at Delta College. They're on the road, so we won't be at that one. And then we'll update you on the schedule, but it looks like we're going to get to see them somewhere around 10 times this year right here at Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM. So it's been a long night. It's a late night, Brian. We're going to call it an end to this one. So thank you to Josh Ankrell back in studio at the Lead Bunker studio there at the McKibben Media Group station. So for Josh Ankrell and my broadcast partner, the Professor Brian Haynes, I'm Steve Boyle, and we'll talk to you next time. Catch us Friday night for high school basketball at 970 AM, 101.5 FM, the Western Panthers and the Northwest Mounties.